Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen quickly made his way past reporters outside federal court in New York City after being sentenced to 3 years in prison. Inside, Cohen told a federal judge that it was his blind loyalty to Donald Trump that led him to cover up what he called President Trump's dirty deeds. Cohen had previously pleaded guilty to violating campaign finance laws by arranging payments to buy the silence of two women before the 2016 election who had alleged affairs with Donald Trump several years earlier. In previous court documents, prosecutors said Cohen told them he arranged the hush money at Trump's direction, a significant admission, says legal reporter Chad Day.
Now, Trump has denied those affairs, but what these court papers show is that Cohen has told prosecutors, and they believe it was substantial conduct, criminal conduct, that he did at the direction of the president.
Cohen was also sentenced in connection with lying to Congress about Trump's interest in a building project in Russia while he was a presidential candidate. President Trump has denied any collusion between his campaign and Russia and has slammed the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller as a witch hunt. Last month, he blasted Cohen for cooperating with prosecutors.
Michael Cohen is lying and he's trying to get a reduced sentence for things that have nothing to do with me.
In addition to Cohen, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn will be sentenced next week in connection with the Russia probe. Flynn has admitted lying to investigators about his contacts with the Russian ambassador before Trump's inauguration. The Mueller probe is intensifying and could be headed for a climax early next year, says analyst Rick Simmons.
We were expecting Cohen to provide information, which he obviously did, to Mueller. And he's done a lot of work with other witnesses that have flipped, and that he's had months to work with them too. So I would expect that we'd see some sort of conclusion of this within the next few months.
Cohen, who once said he would take a bullet for Trump, will begin serving his jail sentence on March 6th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.